Hi, my name is Stacey Fritz, and this is Fit to Order, the fitness podcast for people who want to eat, move, and breathe on the fit side of life and be open to their limitless potential. I'm glad you're here. It's time to inspire your evolution of fit. Welcome back to Fit and Episode 4, Clean Eating for Your Health with a Focus on Carbohydrates. In episode number 3, we covered clean eating and how it fits so well as the nutrition strategy for a healthy life. Our focus was on protein and why this macronutrient is one of the three good guys of your fit plan. Today, I'm going to give you a high-level overview of the second good guy, carbohydrates. Just as a reminder, clean eating is about eating foods in their most natural state. It includes choosing foods with a high nutritional value, balancing your meals, and understanding where portion fits into the larger picture. Clean eating really has three main components. We like to call them the good guys of nutrition. They include lean proteins, carbohydrates, and healthy fats. So, what's with carbs and the craziness surrounding this macronutrient? They include your whole grains, beans, and fruits and vegetables. But carbohydrates, this category of macronutrient, also includes the foods that people get so wigged out about, the whites. I'm going to explain what the whites are in just a moment, but this is such a huge macronutrient category, I'm going to need to split it into three episodes, believe it or not. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the big picture with carbs, including the different kinds of carbohydrates and how your body processes them. In our next episode, we'll talk about those fruits and vegetables. And finally, in episode 6, we're going to devote that entire episode straight to white sugar. Today, I want to teach you about the facts surrounding carbohydrates, the kinds of carbs to consume and those to avoid, and finally, how carbohydrates affect your health. Research tells us that when carbohydrates enter the bloodstream, they are broken down into glucose, otherwise known as simple sugar. Here's what's really hard to understand. Doesn't matter if you're eating broccoli, if you're eating carrots, an apple, or a sandwich made with white bread. All of these food choices are carbohydrates, and once they are digested, they're going to end as simple sugar glucose. What matters is the speed in which the carbohydrate is broken down, and of course, the kind of carb you're going to consume. Now, just like with our protein, there are good carbs and there are carbs that are not so good for you. To keep it super simple, there's one category of carbohydrates that I'm going to talk about that I'd like you to avoid, and four other kinds of carbs that are really, really good for you. I'm going to start with the unhealthy carb, that one category of unhealthy. The easiest way to remember the carb that is not good for your health are all the carbs that are white. That's it. Simple enough, right? They include things like white flour, white rice, white potatoes, and yep, sugar. Sugar gets such a bad rap, it's going to get its own episode. The whites are carbohydrates that are high glycemic. What that means is the speed in which they are broken down by the body is fast. These kinds of carbs are also highly refined. They are the carbs that are linked to cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. We now know from research that depending on the chemical structure of a carbohydrate, there is a difference in how slowly or how quickly the body is able to digest them. Those white carbs, they get digested really fast, and they are called high glycemic. So two things happen when we eat those white carbs. The white carbs cause a very fast rise in your blood sugar, and that's what's linked to those health problems, that rise or that spike in the blood sugar. And then the second thing that happens when we consume white carbs is they also drive down the blood sugar level quickly once insulin is released. And then guess what? You're hungry all over again. So let's use an example to kind of take a closer look. Let's say you decide to eat a baked potato. This is your white, like a russet potato. You eat that baked potato, your digestive system starts to break the potato down, and quickly it turns into that glucose. The glucose enters the bloodstream and the blood glucose levels spike. What happens next is your pancreas then responds and sends out a huge surge of insulin. Insulin is a hormone. That insulin released into the bloodstream tells the body, hey, store this energy and then deposit the extra as fat. Not good. The high levels of insulin also do something else. That high level of insulin blocks another hormone. This hormone's called glucagon. The glucagon hormone is responsible for fat burning. So basically, high insulin levels put the body into fat storage mode. Okay, anybody want that? Because I know I don't. The bottom line is you cannot burn body fat with an excessive amount of insulin in the body. You cannot burn body fat with an excessive amount of insulin in the body. So if you remember one thing or two things from today's episode, I should say, remember that white carbs throw the body into fat storage mode, and then they also drive down the blood sugar level fast when excessive insulin is released, and that stimulates your appetite. One more quick translation. The more you eat those white carbs, the more you're gonna crave those white carbs. So just think, limiting white carbohydrates isn't just about losing weight. Too much glucose and insulin circling throughout your body not only causes that weight gain, but it's also not good for your health. And this fit plan is about creating an optimal internal environment that supports great health. People who eat a ton of the white stuff seem to more easily develop heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and yep, few of those cancers. So we want to make sure that we choose carbohydrates that are digested slowly, low glycemic carbohydrates. This allows our energy and our blood sugar levels to stay super steady, and that's what we want. We don't want big spikes and we don't want big dips. We tackled most of the bad news, and we're going to save the sugar conversation for a different episode. So let's talk about the four categories of the best kinds of carbohydrates to consume. Those four categories are whole grains, beans, vegetables, and fruits. So when it comes to your health, including successful weight loss, learning how to consume carbohydrates is a really powerful strategy to incorporate into your fit plan for a healthy life. This macronutrient is important to the body because healthy carbs provide great energy. They provide vitamins and minerals and fiber and also the phytochemicals, which are really important to keep you healthy. So hopefully many of you already know and include those healthy carbs into your fit plan. I want to talk about briefly two of those four healthy carbohydrate categories. The fruits and the vegetables, just like the white sugar, they're going to get their own episode because of the large amount of content. So on our next episode, as I mentioned, we'll talk about the fruits and vegetables and all the different ways and portions and why they're so great for our health. And then again, in the next episode, we'll talk about the white sugar dangers. That deserves its own episode for sure. So those two categories of healthy carbs, the whole grain products and then the bean category, is what I want to touch on. When you are choosing breads and foods that are whole grain variety, you want to make sure that you choose 100% whole grain. Whole grain foods are such a great source of vitamin B, E, they're a great source of fiber and the minerals zinc, iron, and magnesium. Just want to remember that people who eat whole grains tend to weigh less and are less likely to develop heart disease, the type 2 diabetes, and the cancers. That's what the research is saying. But you need to remember that it has to say 100% on the packaging label. The amount to consume. You want to consume about 3 or so servings per day. What that looks like for portion is about a half a cup equals a serving. And if you are using the plate method, like we talked about in episodes 2 and 3, that looks about to be 15 minutes on the plate method. If you're using the hand method, it's about a very small cupped hand size. Whole grains, the best choices to choose from are things like oats and brown rice and barley. And again, those 100% whole grain breads, those are excellent choices for your whole grain products. The second of our healthy carb categories are beans. You want to eat beans often. Beans are simple, they're tasty, they're satisfying, and they're so good for you. They are considered nutritional powerhouses. They're a great source of iron and magnesium, calcium and potassium, and they have a ton of folate. Folate is the B vitamin known for being so heart healthy. So the beans are just a great superfood. They actually make the superfood list. Beans keep you full, and they are a great source of plant-based protein. So what are great sources of beans? As you would expect, they are black beans and edamame and chickpeas and pinto beans, navy beans. Those are just a few choices for our bean category. And you want to consume about a half a cup every day. And again, just to bring it back to our different ways that we'll measure portion in general, is about 15 minutes if you're using the plate method. And then it is about a small cupped handful for the hand method. So the two healthy carbs, just to recap, are our whole grains, need to be 100%, and then our beans, a large variety. Quick summary. You want to make sure when we're talking about this macronutrient that we understand that we are trying to avoid the white carbohydrates. You are trying to consume lots of whole grains and beans. 3, those fruits and vegetables are also in the carb category, but we're going to talk about them later. And finally, how important carbs are to incorporate into your fit plan. Why? Because they are excellent for energy, but they do need to be chosen correctly to keep that blood sugar steady, as we talked about. This fit plan is a starting line to get you into clean eating habits. Today we talked about a high-level overview of carbohydrates. As I mentioned, on the next week's episode, we're going to talk about the fruits and vegetables, and we're going to continue that the carbohydrate discussion. I think it's a good one. Again, it's the place where folks get really confused, and hopefully the Fit Podcast will be a place that you can circle back and learn a little bit of bite-sized information with regard to creating a plan that'll work for you. As always, thank you for taking time to fit with us. If you like what you heard, please take a moment and subscribe to the Fit Podcast. I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends, and please always feel free to send us your feedback. Talk to you on the next episode. Thank you.